Nobody knows exactly where this custom came from, but you know what? If you speak with a Bulgarian, it's better to say yes and no verbally, so you don't get caught in a Bulgarian knife fight.
I hate when I get caught in a Bulgarian knife fight.
You ready?
Did I get on it?
Do another one for levels.
You ready?
Perfect. Maxed it out. Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
This, Sitsaki afternoony day morning. Oh, what a Sitsaki morning.
Oh, what a Sitsaki day. Oh, Saki day.
He is going on a run. Okay.
It's freezing.
It's not, though. It's 54 degrees outside. It's literally twice as warm as it was this morning. That's how that works. Kendrick, everybody.
Hi.
Kyle over there.
I'm Kyle.
Amy in the back.
I lost that top 10 list I was going to do.
Yeah, it was like top 10 stupidest top 10 topics.
No, I remember what it is.
Oh.
I spelled 10 best heists instead of top 10 best heists.
And Google can just not help you.
It's not doing anything right now.
Greatest
heists in history.
Nice.
I'm like really hot.
Yeah, you are.
Like,
me too.
Like it's like cold outside, but it's like.
Well, that's why I took my hoodie off for most of the day and was sitting there in the fart box with a fan going.
The fart box fan.
Fart box fan.
I don't know what's happening here. Like, at one point we were gonna record a sit sock and then technology stopped working, and it's like, oh, I can't. I don't know. What does 4G even mean, man?
It's because you need to turn on the aggressive handoff for Wi-Fi.
There's a thing.
Yeah, I think it's in the developer settings. And then basically once the Wi-Fi gets to that low level, it just says fuck you and switches over to Wi-Fi or to 4G. It's not, I think they left it as a very, like, if there's any Wi-Fi, use that because that lowers your bill.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't want, it's not worth not paying a bill if I don't get to do the thing. Great way to lower your bill is to throw your phone in the trash. I never use it.
Son of a bitch.
Yes?
I'm like, I'm not able is my brain leaking out of the side of my ear?
No, not this side.
It's just a normal thing.
you're just Kyling it up. Kyling it up, old school. Kyle has died during this recording. This is going to make it a very boring... We all...
Whatever, I heard that your and Amy's episodes were, like, good.
You can't even be bothered to listen to them.
Yeah, I mean, they're not that good.
Wow.
Oh, harsh. That's very cruel.
What the hell, man?
Did you get your technology to work yet?
I mean, it's trying its best. I just can't...
If that's your best...
Apparently, there's not just one top 10 list of... The best heists in history.
What does that even mean, Basil?
Oh my god, internet. I have never... Listiverse, maybe? Or was it Listiverse? No, it wasn't Listiverse.
You should have, like, saved it or something.
I did. It was on my phone, and then my phone was like, oh, did you want to close every application that was up? Oh, you didn't. Oh, I did it anyway, though, so...
ooh, shucks darn.
Did you, did you want me to, like... Oh, never mind, it's all gone. I can't do it.
I don't know what a phone is. Like, but you're a...
Whoa,
phone.
Top 10 illegal exotic pets?
Top
10 healthy snacks you can eat. What?
Is this what you're looking for?
No.
Right. Oh.
I'll go fuck myself.
Thank you, backseat Daria.
Top 10 strangest facts you want to know. That sounds like a good, like, objective list.
Of what was it?
Top 10 strangest facts you want to know.
I don't think that that's true. How can
Let's
you
see
have,
it?
I was all ready for
this is
going to
be great. Okay, well, we can't find the heist one, so...
You had one? Sure.
I gave him a heist one, but he doesn't...
I can't find the heist one I saw this morning, and I already read some of those, and then I got scared and afraid. Why does Kate turn these off?
Yeah, I don't know why you haven't learned to just check them yet.
That's why. I mean, I was like...
That's why you were so hot, because there's no airflow? Yeah, I...
Like, did you see the sheen?
Yeah, I know. I see the sweat on you, buddy. I see the sweat on you.
Okay, so... you want me to do the heist one, or you want me to do the top 10 strangers?
I'm just surprised you haven't learned to check the vents yet.
I have... Now.
Good.
I've done it.
Because Kate turns them off out of spite. To spite you.
To literally?
Yes.
I don't think that's true.
Ask her.
Okay.
Kate? She doesn't listen either anymore.
Shit. Okay, shit. Top 10 strangest facts you want to know.
You guys want to get high and wander around by some signs?
What?
Like That guy?
That guy probably owns that land.
Maybe.
Or is walking that dog.
Statistically unlikely.
Or owns the dog and is also walking unlikely. On the land.
Nope.
Or walks the dog and owns the land.
And if you don't love me now, you will never love me again. Are we going to go with the...
Yeah, I am. Just waiting go! For you to stop fucking...
Around.
it up. Okay. Hold these are the top 10 strangest facts that you want to know. Okay?
Isn't that a... I feel
you
like
want to know these.
There's a song there.
Number 10.
Okay.
Cat pee is fluorescent.
That's...
You wanted to know, kids.
That's not true. Not fluorescent. It fluoresces
it shines
under
a dark
light.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but that's what fluorescing is. Nothing fluoresces.
What about a fluorescent
without,
light,
like,
though?
What do you mean?
I thought fluorescent was when something generated light.
Isn't that phosphorescence? Or no, that's luminescence.
Luminescence is another thing. Bioluminescence is when it's a natural process. But I thought phosphorescence meant that it was glowing. Carry on.
It contains phosphor and uric acid crystals, but this can be very useful if you own a cat. It's important to clean the urine so the cat doesn't remark the same sight. If you don't find urine, just turn the lights off.
Okay, is that news to anybody here?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
You just said it wasn't true.
No, I said it wasn't true that it was fluorescing. I knew you can use a black light to find any kind of... I mean, you can find bodily fluids and cat
Look,
pee and
nobody
everything.
Said these lists were good, okay?
Okay. Amy, did you know that?
No.
Black light, cat pee?
But you were right about phosphorus.
What does it say?
Light emitted by a substance without combustion or perceptible heat.
Okay.
Let's say with the assistance of a black light.
Well, that's...
Next
what
one.
Phosphorescence
next,
say?
Next, doesn't it? Let's just
Now
go,
I
want
to know, though. Like, what...
Look
what
it up on your own time, Franklin.
Oh, well, you know what, though? The black lights may... Black light either is putting energy into it or is just reflecting different light than normal light can reflect because it's a different wavelength. I don't know. Somebody who's a scientist comment on this.
I mean,
post.
That's. I don't. Do we really want to go into that? Are we just going to how black lights work now?
I mean, it's a podcast where we talk
I mean,
about
it's near,
what's
near ultraviolet blending into ultraviolet. And
that's
so,
what black light is?
Yeah. The visible spectrum is the near spectrum ultraviolet, which is just like violet. And then it burns into the ultraviolet, which is why it's dangerous to look at because you can't perceive the brightness.
And he wants to merge.
Yeah, he can. He's got the room for it.
Okay,
if
here's the next one.
Tacoma.
Coca-Cola can be used as a cleaner. Top 10 facts you wanted to know.
Yes, in that
That's
it's
right.
got phosphoric acid. This is all phosphorus themed. Yeah. These are all phosphorus themed.
It was a trick. Top 10 things with phosphorus.
Fuck.
It's
got
pH.
Some acid
so Coke
in.
Has a pH, or phosphoric acid has a pH level of 2.8. It could dissolve a snail in 4 days. And you can do a lot of cool, you can do a lot of
a
car
snail?
Cleaning with. Yeah. Oh, and a nail.
I was gonna say, I've never heard of
like,
a snail.
A snail is really easy to dissolve.
Yeah,
you can,
like,
put salt on it.
Hard, yeah. I need a sodium in there too. So I suppose that's like just really cruel. Yeah, it. I've heard that, but I've heard the conflation usually because they talk about the straight phosphoric acid, and then they start talking about Coca-Cola, which is like 0.2% or whatever phosphoric acid, and they kind of use them interchangeably, and it's like that's not the same, but it does work as a cleaner
for lots of things
for like certain.
Oil stains, ballpoint pens, yeah. even your cleaner toilet.
Yeah. Trick is that it's not really great for fabrics because it sometimes puts its own stains in.
But
so
those, I mean, I think those dyes.
Those wash out a little better?
Maybe.
I yeah, think. So you kind of, yeah, you're better off with club soda. Mostly.
All right. Number 8. A cockroach can survive without its head.
I'd heard
up
that.
Up to 9 days without its head. It's because it has
that.
No
could
blood pressure
it
in its head. If you cut it off, it will starve to death in the 9th
And it
day.
Takes a while, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, cockroaches are really good about surviving. That's where the urban legend that they'd survive
Snakes
a nuclear holocaust.
Too.
Yeah. I mean, I suppose it depends on where you cut off, right? Like, if you cut...
Surely this is one of the strangest facts you've ever read about animals.
Yeah.
I've read an article about a duck penis, and I was
I've
like,
read an article...
Weirder.
I've read about lizards that shoot blood out of their eyes to scare away predators. I'm good.
Tasmanian devil communicable saliva cancer?
Yeah. I'm there's plenty of weirder shit than this thing can survive without its head
All
for
right.
a bit.
Are you ready? This one is a name. Lan viri polo gun guli goger u quirin do olor landis leo
Welsh
go go
name?
Glosh. Top, it's not an error, folks. It's a village, it's an island of, it's a village on the island of Angsley in Wales.
Yep.
Where 3,000 people live. This is the longest place named in the United Kingdom.
Yep.
58 characters.
Yep. Most of them L's. None
yeah.
of them none of them vowels.
There's vowels. There's a third letter of
vowel. Usually, the well, one of the ones I know about was our the Church of the Lady of the Cave near the stream with the person that we something something. It's like a German word. It's similar to German kind of words. They just duct taped it all together. I don't know where that one was, but that's another place name that I've been.
Is it?
I've got a postcard with it. It takes up the whole bottom line.
That one's number 7. It's just the longest name.
Oh, the longest name.
Whoa, whoa. Okay, the next one just says fuck.
Great.
6. Fuck.
Good.
It's undoubtedly the coarsest word in the English language. Did you know its origin? This is its origin.
Which origin are they going
with? At the time, sex was not allowed as enjoyment in ancient England, but once only to conceive, not to have sex, you had to ask for the king's permission.
No.
It said that he was authorizing it through the plaque that read, fornication under consent of the king,
which gave rise to the word. That's not
no?
the history.
What is the history of the word fuck, then?
The history of the word fuck is conflated with other things because there's multiple words that sound like fuck that entered the English language over the course of a few hundred years. One of them comes from the German ficken, which is the sexual fornication one. But another one means is a Norwegian or Scandinavian word, fick, which means to strike or to put a hole in something, like to plant a seed thing. Those happen to become the same word, which is why fuck you and fuck me mean very different things depending on the context. And so all the rest of them are backronym things projected back onto
them. Dude, I love that word, backronym.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
It's not really backronym. That's not the correct usage, but yeah, it is. It's made up shit to fit back into it.
All right.
So it's not the history. And beyond that, those are still theorized.
Oh, because then I don't know if it's true or not.
But they know the word is older than, like, the word fornication.
Well, like, I mean, we all know what KISS stands for originally, right? You didn't kiss people at first. You would just, you know, hug them, and then you guys would have sex to have kids, right? There's no kissing at all. And kissing came about when, Satanists came about, because the knights in Satan's service would always kiss, and so you'd have kissing came from that.
I could kill us all right now, you know that.
Yeah, I do. I mean, so that's why the band was named KISS, is because it was so, like, historically, like, relevant to, like, the knights in Satan's service and what they did and the songs they played.
I have a headache now.
Yeah. All right. Number 5. Foot binding.
Chinese weirdos.
These are the things that you wanted to know, people. 10 top 10 strangest facts you wanted to know.
Chinese people practice foot binding?
Yeah, the next to these, The beginning of the 19th century, it's estimated about 40 to 50% of Chinese women had bandaged feet. This is a custom in the population due to feudal traditions. Women in large feet were much less likely to marry. I mean, because that foot right there is way more attractive than a large foot.
You have a shoe on it.
Oh, no, like right there.
Yeah, you never see the foot.
Yeah, but that's gross looking.
Yeah, you don't ever look at the feet.
It's really
they look like little hooves.
Yeah, they're not. It's not good for you because it makes your foot grow really wrong.
Luckily, this tradition died, but it's one of the strangest things you surely didn't know about is Chinese culture. But everybody in the car knew about foot biting, and this is number 5. So we're not expecting good things from this list.
Yeah. Set those standards just a little bit lower, everybody.
Woo, halfway through the podcast. You already listened halfway.
Just downshift. Upshift? I don't know.
Dolphins keep an eye out while they sleep.
Yeah, they only sleep half the
dolphins
brain of the time.
Are the world's most adorable and intelligent aquatic mammals.
That's not true.
But you know that?
Porpoises are better.
They're like the elves of the aqua elves.
Yeah.
They just meditate.
What about narwhals?
Narwhals, get out of here. Breathing is involuntary and not a reflex. Therefore, they had to develop the ability to sleep by turning off only half of the hemisphere of their brain.
So that kind
of remains awake.
Grooming.
It's really fun. Like, you just see schools of sleeping dolphins are just going in circles.
Well, they don't sleep that long either. Does it say?
Float on the surface, open eye, flat protruding from the surface of the sea. No.
They don't sleep for very long at a time. So, yeah. I think the other ones stay awake, if I remember correctly.
Oh,
like,
so
if you sleep
shifts?
And you just kind of walk around and then, like, they switch.
Huh.
And it's like a weird, like, thing to see, apparently.
Yeah, okay. Yes and no gestures. Number 3. These are the facts that you wanted to know.
We're
still talking about cultures.
No
next list, the 10 strangest facts. Features of Bulgaria. We know that in the most cultures, the gestures of nodding one's head expresses agreement, and the opposite shows disagreement. That would be shaking your head instead of nodding it. For all those people out there,
but then
that
tipping your head side to side towards your shoulder just means you're in a Bollywood movie.
However, did you know that Bulgarians are an exception? In Bulgaria, the head shake means yes, and the nod means no. Nobody knows exactly where this custom came from, but you know what? If you speak with a Bulgarian, it's better to say yes and no verbally, so you don't get caught in a Bulgarian knife fight.
I hate when I get caught in a Bulgarian knife fight.
What is the little thing that Riker says?
I'll remember that next time I'm in a knife fight. my favorite line in all of Star Trek.
And you didn't even, you like, we talked about my fights. I set you up for it.
I know.
Oh, come on.
I fucked it up.
Well, if you guys are in Bulgaria, make sure that you learn yes and no, because apparently they speak English, but they don't know the difference between an English person and not
English. Does anyone here know the Bulgarian for yes and no? Well, we're fucked regardless then, aren't we, boys and girls?
Oh, man, these last two ones seem like they might be interesting. Thomas Edison was afraid of the dark. An American businessman and inventor who patented more than 1,000 inventions.
God, the lanes are fucked. That's
and
what.
Inaugurated for world's power, first power plant public, that way, and inaugurated the first world power plant for public lighting. Was afraid of the dark. Maybe that's why he put so much effort into inventing the light bulb, idiots.
I mean,
that's not what it says, but. Thanks to that, we can have light in our homes.
I mean, that's not.
This is really like gotta true. Be the worst list that we've ever read.
That's up there.
All right, you ready? The last one.
It's in the top 10 worst list of top 10 lists that we've done.
No. We don't have enough lists to do that yet. Number one, speed of a sneeze. And to finish off, the top 10 strangest facts that you wanted to know. We know
I
you.
Just love your accusatory tone there.
You all wanted, it.
Are you going or we? Zipper.
We want
zipper.
We want to know. We want you to know that the speed of a sneeze is approximately 160 kilometers per hour.
Now
it's faster than you're used to driving.
How old are they?
Besides, it's impossible to sneeze with your eyes open. Because why not just add that at the end of a sentence and every sentence that you say in life?
Because it's impossible to
Tom's
sneeze with your eyes
died,
open.
Tom's dad died. But did you know that it's impossible to sneeze with your eyes open? Tom's like, my dad just died. Why does that matter? There you go.
I'm just going to run this light.
Do
because
it.
Because there's
Follow your heart.
Too much traffic and it's not really running.
You
it.
Know
that
what? This is a prime example of Arvada not giving a fuck.
Yeah,
Friday afternoon construction in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, I mean, maybe we'll finish.
Blocking off all, like, two lanes.
And then,
fuck
like,
it.
It's just the Arvada DGAF crowd.
Arvada so. DGAF.
All right, so that was a...
So, but, see, that's the thing that always gets me. Like, how did they measure that?
Well, they put a D20 up someone's nose, and the dude sneezes it out, and they measure the speed at which it goes out his nose.
But...
So it's an estimated speed.
I feel like, I mean, it's one of those, like, oh, yeah, I know that. I mean, like, how did they radar it? Like, they got, like, a little radar gun on something? Did they sneeze them in front of a high-speed camera?
I mean, you might be able to average it based off of the math, I guess.
It's
like,
not a documentary where they sneeze in front of a high-speed camera.
Really?
Oh, okay, and that, did they measure, is that how they calculated the speed?
I think so.
Speaking of high-speed cameras, if you don't watch the Slow-Mo Guys, go watch some Slow-Mo Guys, because that shit is amazing.
You should. I don't, because if I do, I will do nothing else that day.
I don't like your lack of self-control when it comes to enjoyable things.
I don't either, but...
Maybe you should meditate on
it. You gotta piss with the cock we got.
No, you can cut your cock off and piss without it. Fix the problem, Kendrick. You could put a hose up there. You could get a catheter. There's, like, lots of options here.
Somehow worse. Literally every idea you have is worse than
I mean,
last.
You could get a penile transplant.
I don't think you can, actually.
Where you get someone else's penis who may have died in war.
I don't think you can do that.
Who cut it off because they wanted option one.
Wow. So you're saying we could do a cock swap?
Yeah. This is...
Sitsock, ladies and gentlemen.
Sitsock, everyone.
The real issues that matter.
Sitsock cock swap. Sitsock cock swap.
Could you get a clean one of those for the soundbite?
Sitsock cock swap.
Dear God.
I hope that's a good one.
What have I become?
That's like you always listen to, like, I want to know if there's, like, drastic enjoyment differences between when people listen to the, like, Friday morning podcast versus the Friday afternoon podcast. Okay, so, but seriously, despite you singing Johnny Cash / Nine Inch Nails, what cog would you want to swap with if you could pick any?
I don't want to swap with any of
like,
them.
Like, would you,
I mean,
you would you pick, you pick the duck one, wouldn't you?
Who knows where they've been?
You don't have to keep in species.
I don't want anything to do with any duck dicks.
You don't
want
to be able to red rocket?
Fuck no. None of those things sound good.
Well, we better keep this clean for the kids, so I'll stop talking about penises.
No. Now I want to know, because you asked me.
You didn't answer.
What do you...
If you answer
why
me,
would you,
I'll answer you.
I told you, I don't want any of them.
You have a very specific
the way you're asking leads me to believe you have an answer in mind.
I think that everybody should be able to answer this question.
I told you, I don't want one.
No, but you don't get a choice. You have to choose.
For a second.
Let's pretend. that you have no penis. Oh my God, you have no penis. Like the episode of Rick and Morty, right? Where you can get a penis transplant.
Right.
What kind of penis would you want?
I really don't even know how to answer that question.
I think you should just answer it so we can have it on tape.
I don't.
You should answer it since you have a spot.
I'll answer it because you have one in mind and you really want to go for it.
Actually, I'm torn between the only two that I can think of.
Torn. That would explain why you need a new one.
Oh.
Go ahead. So just
no, you. I will answer the question.
I yield the floor.
After you pick a penis, just pick one. Just pick.
I'm happy with the one that I have.
Yeah, I know you are. But it got removed in a tragic bobsledding accident. Because he, like, rolled the bobsled and zap!
I mean, I'd probably want
Zango!
I'd like an OEM part, please. Like, can I just replace
okay,
the one
so
I
you
have?
Want to build your own robot penis?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Robot penis.
Not without my robo penis. That was a catchphrase I had for a little while. Remember that?
No, but I...
It was when we were playing Dark Heresy.
Not without my robo penis. Okay.
Yeah, back in college.
I don't know. I
also right there with Don't Be on Fire. Remember how that guy died? On fire.
That's true.
Sacred machine oil blood. Not good. Very flammable.
Again... Let's say for example that I had to get a penis transplant and I had to choose. That's the scenario I have in my mind. It's not that I want the one that I would am gonna say right now.
Good qualification.
But it's the one that I would choose if given a choice of any penis.
Okay. Okay? I feel like you just went a really long way around saying that, but go on.
Well, I just want to make sure everybody knows that I also, like Kendrick, like the penis I have. How many times can we say penis in an episode of Sid Sock? Can you do a counter ding, like a ding every time we say penis?
I don't know that I want to, but I can.
Then at the end, just come in and say, penis count, 27.
That's going in the description, probably. People are going, why is there a penis count?
I'm just thinking of joke answers now. I can't think of a
one. You had to have had one. Why? Why would you introduce that as like a game if you didn't have?
Because
one
I was mind? I wanted to fuck with you guys, but I was like, I was okay. I'll explain to you the thought process. How about that? Of where I came to. I was sitting there saying like, okay. First one I thought of was like another race's penis, just so you could be like, whoa, look, it's a drastic change between my regular skin color. So like, I was like, what if Kendrick's penis was like a, you know, a burly black dude porn star's penis, and it was like it kind of had to come out a little bit because it didn't fit the right like dimensions. And I was like, okay, that was the first one. And then I was like, what would I want in my head? And I was like, I don't know. Do I have to stay in species? This was in my head. You're just gonna follow this.
A lot of penis in your head. Got yeah. it. Go on.
And I was like, well, I did mention duck penises earlier in the day, and that's like, you know, something completely inappropriate because those things are terrifying.
Yeah.
And I was like,
explosive.
Maybe that would be cool, I guess. But like, what would be like the? It'd be like. It'd be like getting your hand replaced with like a really cool shiny hook, and you're like, "It's a hook," and you're like, "Yeah, but what do you like do
for writing?"
Yeah, why would
you want that?
And you're like, "Yeah, but it's a hook," and you're like, "But you can never have sex again with a duck
penis."
This
helps you with nothing.
And I was like, "Well, I guess since then I mentioned Red Rocket because I was thinking of that the other day when I was like messing with my parents' dogs and like they have to clean Bear's like stomach because he's like got a anal retentive thing that he like pulls his hair out around his genitals." Because
okay.
dogs are weird.
And who doesn't?
I mean, yeah, right?
Go on.
I mean, people pay money to get that stuff removed, and he's doing it himself.
Yeah.
And I was like, Red Rocket would be interesting, I guess, once. And then you're like, again, the hook hand thing. You get stuck in the hook hand.
Now what do I do?
The hook hand paradigm or conundrum. And then I was like, well, what if you could have, like, the hockey puck that I mentioned last night? Like, the chode hockey puck, where you have, like, a really short penis, but it's really, like, it's really girthy. And that was where I ended it. And I was like, maybe I would just do the hockey puck.
That guy's going 4 miles per hour.
Chris Hemsworth.
Not really expecting
that. Would be my last one. Hockey puck or Chris Hemsworth.
Okay.
Those are the two I'm torn between.
I was just going to mention, I really got nothing on this one. I mean,
that's fine.
A lot of mammals have an actual bone.
There's
so
a reason.
Where would that have to go? Like, there's a lot of problems with this.
Well, this is the podcast where I get fired from work, so.
I don't think that's true. You would have been fired years ago if anyone listened to this.
Yay! Bit. Not the worst thing I've ever done.
I'm just waiting for the message from my boss saying, like, where are you? Nope.
I don't think I'm caring. You left when you were there, didn't you?
No.
Oh. Right,
everybody,
tricky.
Like, comment, and subscribe.
Yeah, don't...
buy a hoodie. They're probably on sale.
Don't mention the kind of penis you would want if you had a cock swab.
Yeah, let's not start that comment.
Can you hear me winking?
Oh, God, no.
Okay. Bye, everyone.
May God have mercy on our souls.